Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, your host for the Above Ground Underground podcast. I'm sure glad that you joined us today, and we have an interesting podcast for you. A lot of work went into it and a lot of comments. I went out on the street. This time I went in Illinois and over the border there and talked to them about in Illinois, a liberal state, you know, and you think about it, these guys, everybody I talk to just absolutely despise what I've called in this podcast this time, President Catastrophe, because everything that Joe Biden touches turns to dust and to rust and falls apart. So I'm very glad that you've decided to join us for the 42nd episode of the Above Ground Underground podcast. It's very important that we get out and we talk to people and that we talk to you and let you know what we see happening in our country and how it's affecting us and how it's hurting us and how it's even harming the whole world. Joe Biden is President Catastrophe, that's for sure. So we're going to go out on the street first today and at this time, and we're going to let you hear what our fellow Americans have to say. And I'll guarantee you're pretty much say that's exactly what I think. That's what I did. And I even had one lady who told me she didn't want to talk about that. And as I was walking away, she called me back and said, no, I want to talk about it. she was tough. She was tough. And that's why I work with eternalaffairsmedia.com. Because at Eternal Affairs Media, we want you to know exactly what's going on, not just from the fake news, but from the truth. Truth that's verified by truth. We have so much to offer you there and so many ways to keep you aware of what's destroying America. We need to be able to fight back, but we can't unless we have the information and the knowledge and the wherewithal to do it all and to be able to do what we can do to save our beautiful nation that is really going down the tubes fast with this President Catastrophe. So we're going to go on out now, and we're going to let you hear what your fellow Americans are saying, even in liberal Illinois. Everybody wants Joe Biden gone. The question I'm asking them is, do you think that America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? And I think you'll be amazed at the responses I got, some of them pretty tough. So God bless you all. I hope you enjoy the comments from your fellow Americans. And afterwards, I'll be back to join you on the Above Ground Underground podcast.
Hi, enjoy. I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast and trying to find some good red-blooded Americans like you. And trying to find out, what do you think, can America survive 4 years of Joe Biden?
No.
What do you think is going to happen to America if he stays in power?
It's going to be just like China.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like it.
Yeah. So how can we stop it?
I don't know. We're going to have to do something.
Do you think America is going to have another revolution?
I do.
Okay. Are you willing to participate in that?
Yeah, I'm a veteran. I'll participate.
So do you think our veterans, our military would ever fire on us if ordered to?
I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah. So how do you feel about Biden as a person? Give me two adjectives.
He's not a person.
Can you give me a couple adjectives that would describe him for you?
Lazy, worthless bum.
Okay, that's pretty.
Senile bum.
Yeah. So, do you miss President Trump?
Yes.
He's a great man, right?
Yes, he was. He still is.
Well, you know what? You're a great man, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for your service.
Yep.
God bless you on Underground Podcasts and finding some red-blooded Americans like yourself to ask a couple questions to.
Okay.
How do you feel? Do you think America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden?
No, I don't think we'll survive it, and I don't like it one bit.
Can you tell me why?
Do you see what is happening to our country?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think it's Joe Biden running it. I think somebody's behind it.
I think it's Barack Obama.
I do, too.
I think it's his third term.
I do, too.
Can I ask you one more question?
One more.
Okay, thank you so much. do you feel that America might be headed for a civil war?
I do. It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Would you support it?
Yes.
Well, you're a good, God bless you, a good American.
Yeah.
I'll shake your hand.
Have a good day.
For someone who didn't want to talk, you talk so well.
I know.
Well.
It gets me wound up.
You did great.
I But it makes my blood boil because I hate to see our country going in the direction
it is. You said it right. It's our country.
It is.
We have
to
speak up.
We're Americans and we have our rights and they're being taken away.
Well, God bless you. You should run for office.
No, I don't want that job.
God bless you.
Have a good day.
Have a great day. Hi, I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast and trying to find some red-blooded Americans like you guys. Can you help me out and give me answer a couple questions?
Yeah.
Do you think America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden?
No.
Why?
He's already destroyed enough of this country.
So, do you think America's heading to civil war?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because I'm from Carolina, Georgia, and the way we all look at it. I mean, when you start messing with Americans, like, look at lumber. If they're going to charge more, shouldn't they do better quality? And then gas prices like it is? Oh, yeah. No.
But then they're only charging more is because he's...
The stimulus checks the government gave away. It's not just Biden. It's also our House of Senate, Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's the one screwing this country up. It's not Biden running this country. It's Nancy. You can literally look in the interview that he did online that literally he answered if Nancy will allow him to answer questions. He literally said it. It's not Biden running this country. It's Nancy.
Have you noticed that when he gets screwed up in the head, they cut it off?
Yes, exactly.
Who do you think's doing that?
It's Nancy Pelosi. That's who's running this country. He's just a puppet.
Well, that or could be the vaccine. Take two shots.
Well, he was like that before he took the vaccine.
Well, not only that, but they're trying to force everybody to do something. When I already know three people that's died, and both had a vaccine.
See, do you think he has the authority to force us to get a vaccine?
Nope. No, he don't. The U.S. Constitution has a force that no president could take.
Well,
it's our freedom to do so.
Let's take it down here.
Yeah. It's our freedom to do so if we want. If they want to fire me for a job for getting the vaccine, they can stick the job up their ass, and I'll just sue them like any other American would. It is discrimination. There's laws that prevent me from getting fired for not taking the vaccine.
Well, my question is, if the vaccine's so important, he said, I'm going to protect the vaccinated from the unvaccinated. Why is that protection needed?
Here's what gets me.
They ain't came out with a cure for swine flu or anything like that, but yet in a year, they came out with a cure for this? Yeah.
Because it's a plandemic, not a pandemic?
The government basically forgot one thing on the Constitution. It's we the people. It's not the government. And that's all they're doing. They're screwing the people.
So, if we have a civil war in America, will you support it?
Oh, I'll go against the government. I will.
Yeah. 100%. Hello, sir. I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast trying to get some comments from Americans.
About what?
About, do you think America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden?
Probably not.
Why?
Well, look at the past 8 months.
Yeah.
That'll give you an indication of what we're going to
have
the next 4 years or whatever.
You think America's heading for a civil war?
I hope not.
Would you support it if we did?
I'd have to see the circumstances.
If it's to restore the Constitution and put it in power again? I hope not too.
Anything's possible. I'd have to have to wait and see what happens.
Would you vote for Donald Trump if he runs again?
Yes.
Me too.
100%.
He's a great president, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
So what do you think? Is Joe Biden the traitor? Does he have the authority to force you to get the vaccine?
He thinks he does.
Do you think he does?
No.
I don't either, according to the Constitution. Thank you. Good conversation.
Thanks.
God bless you, man.
Yeah, you too.
It was a great American. I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast. I was wondering if you could answer a couple questions for me for my podcast.
Okay.
Do you think America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden as president?
No.
Why is that?
I just don't think he's got America.
Best interest?
Yes.
Okay. Do you think America's heading to a civil war?
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Well, scary.
But that's how we got freedom the first time. Revolution.
True. But it's still scary.
It's scary, yeah. So, do you think that Joe Biden has the authority to force you to put a vaccine in your arm?
No.
He says he does.
Well, I know he says he does, but I won't answer that question.
I'm not vaccinated.
But I don't.
Well, you're very good. You know what's going on, don't you?
Yeah.
You love your country.
Yes.
God bless you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast and looking for some good Americans to answer a question for me. I bet you can do it. Why don't you try it? Do you think America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden?
Oh, hell no.
Why that?
He's a terrible president.
Huh?
He's a terrible president.
So do you think he has the authority to force you to get a vaccine?
Oh, no. 100% not.
So do you think we're heading for civil war?
Could be.
Yeah.
If you keep trying to push it.
See, you did a great job, buddy. I love this. Trump.
Yeah.
I'm with the Above Ground Underground podcast. and I'm asking some Americans some important questions about the country. Would you help me?
Sure, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Of Joe Biden.
Do you think America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden?
Not really. I mean, man, it's a scary thought. It really is. You know, we're a little over 6 months down. You know, half a year down. And it ain't looking good, man.
And the whole country's down.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty obvious. And to me, it's quite comical how everything's being trying to be hidden, and you know, your attention's being brought over here and over there and everything. And that's how this administration, you know, works. You know, it just is what it is.
Do you think he's really running the administration?
See, and that's my other thought is, you know, it's like with the events that happened in Afghanistan and what you know, this administration did, Joe Biden did, and everybody's pushing for there's talk about, yeah, let's impeach Joe Biden. And, you know, to me, that's probably the worst option possible in the sense that look who's next in line,
yeah,
and then look who's in line after, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, Nancy Pelosi. So, I mean, it's just a bad deal all the way around, yeah.
Do you think that we're heading for civil war?
I think that's what they want. I mean, every civil war has started with division. I mean, and they're pushing it like, you know, it's never been pushed before, or creating it, in a sense.
If we had to have a new revolution like we did the first time to restore the Constitution,
sure,
would you support it?
Yeah, I mean, something's got to give, yeah.
I mean, at what point do we start fighting back?
Well, I think a lot of us are on that verge. You know what I mean?
You gonna vote for Trump again if he runs?
I hope he runs. I really do.
And I want him to be Trump DeSantis.
Yeah, yeah. I'd be behind that for sure.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
you're definitely a great American.
Yeah, thank you, man.
God bless
thank
you. How about you, sir? Yeah.
What's that?
Do you think America can survive 4 years of Joe Biden?
No.
Why?
He's just not a very good American supporter, that's for sure.
He puts America last, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So what do you do you think that we're heading for civil war?
Yep.
Would you support us if we fought the civil war, or would you just back out?
Well, I'd get in line.
Yeah. So do you think Joe Biden has the authority to force us to get a vaccine?
No.
He thinks he does.
Well, I still haven't got one.
Me either.
And I'm not going to take it.
Yeah, I mean, who is he? He can't keep his word to us.
He puts his pants on like you do and me.
Yeah.
So he ain't telling me what to do.
I got
my own boss, and that's the company
that
I
Joe Biden for is better to be called President Catastrophe. He is a catastrophe because he is cursed of God. Here is a man that has destroyed everything that he ever believed in, repudiated it all. Even abortion was stood up for the unborn very well before when he was a senator. And today is doing everything he can to help in the death of the unborn. He has condemned this wonderful law in Texas that makes it virtually impossible to kill your baby in the state of Texas. He has condemned that when he should be praising it. He says he's not pro-abortion himself, but he is, because he's a liar. And we want to talk about President Catastrophe today, and we want to point out what he's done in so many areas and all the different failures. Why is it that everything that Joe Biden touches falls to dust and becomes a complete disaster? It's because God has cursed this man. He destroyed Afghanistan and all the progress we made there. He allowed 13 of our soldiers to be killed. He's destroying our economy. He wants to raise our taxes where the lowest tax bracket will be 38%. I mean, can you believe this? What's it going to do to us when we look at all the things that are going on in our country that not only given us a bad time, that could result into the absolute destruction of the nation, and we are more than halfway there already. So let's talk about President Catastrophe. President Catastrophe, Joe Biden. He is a catastrophe himself, and he is senile, and he's unable to carry out the duties of his office, and yet the Democrat Party props him up. Have you noticed how many times he's speaking, they cut him off because they know, oh, he's having one of his senile moments. Who's running the country? I want to know who it is, don't you? Certainly not Joe Biden. And together with Joe Biden and whoever it is running the country, they are ruining the nation. They are destroying it. which is their purpose, because they want to rebuild it as a socialist state. Fight the good fight with us, to stand with us as we stand with you, to fight this fight and to be willing to give ourselves no matter what it is, because in reality, we're not fighting it for ourselves. We're fighting it for our children, for our posterity, and we want to stand up. It's time for us to stand up. But what it's really time for is for us to pray. So let's go to the one who really loves America, who really is dedicated to our survival and to our prosperity. That is Jesus Christ. And he's waiting for us to turn back to him and to give our lives to him, that he can save this nation. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you are the true founding father of America. Thank you, Lord, that you inspired all these men to put America together, but it was you who inspired them, and is you who is the 100% most authentic and powerful founding father, and you want to save our nation. Lord Jesus, I pray that you come alongside of us today as we're studying and we're learning about what's happening in our now fledgling nation. We pray that you would give us wisdom and give us a real passion to save America and to walk back together with you and to turn back together toward you and to let you do your work in our lives and save America. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you promised us that you are the way maker. You are the one that brings people together, that doesn't divide. Satan is a divider. He is a liar. And we know that we're battling not flesh and blood today, but principalities and powers in high places. And we pray that you give us ears to hear and eyes that see what the Spirit is saying to us today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're there. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. In your name, amen. My friends, courtesy of Uncle Sam, American supplied armor is now riding under Taliban colors. Doesn't that hurt your heart? Doesn't that make you sad? Breaks my heart to think that everything that we sent to these people to help them, Joe Biden and the Democrat Socialist Party gave it to the Taliban, the very ones we defeated, the very people who were responsible for letting Al-Qaeda plan and practice and prepare for their attacks on us on 9/11. That very same ones that we routed from the government in Afghanistan, that we sent into hiding, that very same ones, that very same group, that those same people, terrorists, are the ones that Joe Biden has given away our armor, our work, the very same ones that for nothing we shed our blood, we gave our treasure, and he gave it all away to the very terrorists that we fought and the very terrorists that sought to kill us. Courtesy of Joe Biden, President Catastrophe, American spoils of armor are now riding under the Taliban flag. Does that not distress you? There's something wrong if it doesn't. There's something wrong if you can just tolerate that. If you love America, and I believe you do, then that should stress you out. That should make you angry and make you determined to fight back. Unless we do, America is done. The Taliban spoils of victory were paraded by their new masters in Kandahar, Afghanistan. An extraordinary sight, actually, when I saw a video in the very city where the Taliban movement actually began many years ago, and where they now bask in triumph with their ragtag army marching through the desert, one that we could have spotted and killed at any time, but never did. But the Taliban is quite anxious, actually, to play with their new toys, because we gave them a bunch of them, $85 billion worth, just in armor, mechanized systems and guns and helicopters and airplanes, you name it. We made that one of the most powerful militaries in the world right now. Right now, they have more helicopters than 85% of all the countries, and we gave them to them. We just let it set. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, back home here, my patriotic brothers and sisters, we are surrounded by traitors and literally by buffoons. What about General Milley? Think about that. This is the man who hated Trump, who sought his best to destroy Trump when Trump was president. And this man, now it's been revealed that he had a secret phone call with the Chinese general, the head of the military in China, and stated to them that not to worry, that if Trump ever tries to attack you in any way, shape, or form, I will give you a heads up. What? That is outright treason. That can't be allowed. The only thing we should do about a head and a heads up is make his head roll. He should be fired. He shouldn't be the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This man has committed treason, going against a duly elected president and seeking to warn our enemy if we were going to attack him. Now, let's face it, Donald Trump was never going to attack China. Why would he? In fact, Donald Trump is the first administration in many administrations that never started a war, that kept us out of war and even sought to end one in the right manner, in the opposite way that Joe Biden, President Catastrophe, did it. This man, General Milley, must be fired, must resign or be fired. He should be court-martialed. He should be in jail for treason. But America doesn't have the stomach for doing what's right anymore. And that's very sad. Also, what about General McKenzie? He announced on Friday that this wonderful, successful air raid with our drones that destroyed the Taliban, right, after we were pulling out, instead, they didn't attack the Taliban. They attacked a car full of civilians and quite successfully and immorally killed 7 children and 3 adults. How sad. This was the car of people who had worked with the United States and were still working with the United States organization in some manner or form. And now they're dead. Can you believe that? This is what we did to them in the name of victory. This is immorality. And this is just nothing but another sign that he is not President Biden. He is President Catastrophe, because everything he touches falls apart. This man is a catastrophe. His administration is a catastrophe. And America will be a catastrophe if we allow him to continue until 2004. There'll be no coming back. But instead, we killed 7 children, and still no heads will roll. The Taliban is secure in its grip now, and is carrying out large-scale atrocities against their own people that we basically have sanctioned, you know, because of the way we went into Afghanistan, the way we pulled out with no security, no plan. We lost 13 troops, and we lost our allies who said they'll never trust us again. This man is a catastrophe, and we have got to get rid of him. He's got to go. I recently read a report of one Afghani man who is still in hiding, if he's still alive, because he had worked as a translator, even anonymously, for many years. He relayed reports of Taliban squads moving through the streets and hunting down anybody that they suspected to having worked with the United States military in Afghanistan. More reports of those suffering under the satanic Taliban show that the Taliban is consolidating control throughout the nation. Its leaders had made promises to the West to guarantee human rights and to let women go to school. Instead, we see men and women being decapitated, executions demonstrated on the streets to keep everybody afraid and submissive. This is what we have in stupid Joe Biden, President Catastrophe, truly believed that the Taliban could change. The devil will always be the devil. You cannot change the spots on a leopard. Everything will always be as it is. Nobody's going to change like that, because their whole MO, their whole reason for existing for the Taliban is terrorism. And if they stop terrorism, then they will cease to be. Joe Biden is a fool. He is a fool. And he must be put out of office, along with Kamala Harris. And we must destroy the whole Democrat Socialist Party. They are dead set on destroying America. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi came out on a talk show and said that capitalism has served our economy badly. Can you believe that? We are the most wealthy, most prominent, and most wonderful nation in the world. We were before Joe Biden, anyway. And she's saying that that's not because of capitalism, because people like to work, because they can have something for themselves, individual liberty. She doesn't want that. She wants socialism, because it means control. This woman is a terrorist too, along with Joe Biden. The whole Democrat Socialist Party has but one goal, and that's the destruction of freedom throughout America and the imposition of socialism throughout. there's no way we could survive this if we allowed Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Socialist Party to remain in office. If in 2022, the Democrats regained complete control of the Congress that they have right now, you can kiss America goodbye. You had better get serious about voting, America. Otherwise, the only alternative is war. I truly don't think that we can even bring about a change now unless we are determined to fight a revolution that will reinstate and re-empower the Constitution of the United States of America. Because it's not in power now. It is a relic. I also saw a report that now in the Library of Congress, where the original documents of the Constitution reside under panes of thick glass, that they have put a notice on each one of them. These documents are considered as dangerous by some people. That's what they say. Yeah, they're only dangerous for terrorists and for socialists and for Marxists. I mean, it's impossible. John Adams said that the U.S. Constitution is totally inadequate to remain in power in a non-religious situation. In other words, with people who no longer serve God. That's what he said. He said it's a religious document. It's based on the word of God. And it can't be supported or continue as long as we no longer serve God. And it will falter and fade away. So we have a republic, Benjamin Franklin said, if we can keep it. And we definitely have not kept it. Now, I know I always demand that the socialists stop trying to bring socialism to America. But over many, many decades, way before socialism became the new fad in America, America had stopped following the Constitution. We only used it in certain situations that benefited each party in different ways. We have to submit to it. We have to give our lives to it. We have to be willing to walk as it says walk and talk as it says talk and behave as it says behave politically. But we don't. We've just used it as a way of getting what we want and only turning to it when it benefits us politically. And that's sad. Unless the U.S. Constitution once again becomes the law of the land, this land will falter and die. You know, the Taliban had made promises to the West that it would respect human rights, it would respect women, but they haven't. And what about our southern border? Look at the failure of Joe Biden at the southern border. Over 10,000 Haitian illegal immigrants are now being housed under an international bridge between Mexico and America. I'm laughing, not because it's funny, but because it's shocking that in our day and age that we would let this many people in. And Joe Biden's trying to force us all to get the vaccine with his mandate. And he doesn't force them to even be tested. You know, they can refuse their injection, and none of them are receiving them. And you wonder why we've had this big uptick in COVID-19 and the Delta variant. It's because we've got over a million people being brought into America who haven't even been tested for COVID-19. And yet he blames it on us. He doesn't blame himself. He's caused this spike in COVID. It's just unbelievable. This man is really an evil, terrible, senile, stupid buffoon. And it's time that he be gone. Biden is failing on every corner of the world. In every situation that he's seeking to handle, he's failing. And everything is falling to dust. President Catastrophe and his dereliction of duty is undeniable for every single crisis that President Catastrophe has created and the Catastrophe Administration. I mean, think about it. None of them are worth a loot. Each one of them is a Looney Tune, and they're trying to bring in laws that they know will fail America, and they don't care. They do not care about you, America. They do not care about me. They care about control. They care about power, and they care about money. And they don't, and I don't mean money for you or for me. I mean for them. These are evil, evil people. And unless we win in 2022, those evil people will take us down. We're well down the path now. Think about it. We have gone a long way from success and prosperity under Donald Trump to total oblivion under Joe Biden and President Catastrophe and the Catastrophe Administration. It's the only title that fits for them. They are a total catastrophe. From the southern border to the massive rising inflation that's hitting us today, which affects the poor much more than it affects the rich. The poor, who can scarcely get through a day at times, now will feel the most pain from the rising prices of everything. Everything. Just go to the supermarket and take a look. I'm sure you have. And they know that their current plight is one that Joe Biden, President Catastrophe, will not be able to blame on President Trump. Though I am quite persuaded that he will try anyway, as he always does, and looks like a fool, the fool that he is. Does Biden, President Catastrophe, think none of us are angry at him for stopping our pipeline and then approving a pipeline for Russia throughout Europe? Think about that. Is that not treason that he's putting another nation above our people? Only President Trump believed in America first. And I believe in it. And millions and millions and millions believe in it, that we should put our nation first. We don't say America only, but definitely America first. Every president who's ever been in office had to take an oath that they would protect, preserve, and defend the Constitution of the United States. And so few have done it. I believe Reagan did, and I know Trump did. Those are the only ones in my memory that really made an effort to fulfill their oath of office. The rest have completely destroyed their oath of office and should be impeached. This man can no longer be president. So America, what about our generals? General who would protect China and who would protect China over America, who would warn China when we're ready to launch an attack on one of our enemies. And China is our enemy. I lived there for 9 years. I know China better than most people. And that is not a country that we can support, nor that we can have any relationship with. It is not. China is the enemy of the United States, and they are totally determined to cast us out and to put themselves in as the leader of the world, not the free world. There will be no free world when China takes over. We have to fight it. And our southern border, everything is falling apart. This catastrophe, one after the other, is all caused by Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Socialist Party. And they fully expect that they will win again. And you know what's frightening? They might, in spite of everything. Look what happened in California. This idiot, Newsom, has put his people under lock and key. And they had a chance to get rid of him. And they voted him back in office. Can you believe it? These are people, they love their misery. They love what's happening to them because they get free money. And America now, you know, Donald Trump once said it's hard to run against Santa Claus. And the Democrat Socialists are a bunch of evil, demonic Santa Clauses. Think about it. They won't give you their money, but they're happy to give you other people's money. That's just the way it is. So the catastrophe administration has created crises from the southern border to rising inflation. Throughout, I am quite persuaded that Biden will seek to say everything was Trump's fault, but none of it is. Does Biden or President Catastrophe think none of us have noticed what he's done? He gave away, this is an important point, he gave away America's oil supremacy, fuel supremacy, took it with fear and trembling, and President Catastrophe laid it at Putin's feet. The man that they said Trump was colluding with, he gave Putin power to produce and sell oil and took ours away, destroying 30,000 jobs or more in the process, and gave that authority and that power and that prosperity to Russia. Now, that is true and real Russian collusion, is it not? But you'll never hear that in the media. No way. Even though they took away prosperity from America as the world's number one oil supplier and gave it to Russia for no reason. Just think about that. So rotten. What did he lay at the people's feet? This is what Joe Biden has laid at the people's feet. He bequeathed the American people only soaring and rising gas prices. And that's all he's given us. You know how much gasoline has gone up since he became president? Just 9 short months ago? He doesn't care. That's his MO. That's why he was elected, to destroy America and to destroy our confidence in America and to make us nothing but slaves and vassals of the Socialist Party, the Democrat Socialist Party. We've got to fight back. 2022 is our last chance. Otherwise, nothing but war will suffice. Are you afraid to fight it? I don't want to fight it, but I'm not afraid to fight it. How about you? Then there is the rising crime throughout America. Joe Biden is failing on every level and by any standard. Abroad, the Biden policy is the creed of corruption and immorality and ineptitude. And even worse than everything, President Catastrophe has totally betrayed our friends and has made friends with America's adversaries. How is that logical? How can that be allowed? How can that be permitted? And yet, not much is said about it. The Democrats totally support it. Republicans had better wake up too, because they're going to wake up to a complete takeover by the Democrat socialists if they can. And they'll do it by hook or by crook, and definitely mostly the latter. That's what they do. And we've got to fight back against them. I hope we will, but I'm not persuaded that we will. Biden's creed is one that reveals him as someone who is more interested in appeasing our enemies than fighting our enemies of freedom. Look what he's done with the Taliban. Oh my goodness, it's just unbelievable. He gave them everything. It's like he came crawling on his hands and knees. Here I am, gonna give you, what do you want? In a few minutes, you're gonna see what he gave them. Unbelievable. We can't have a president like that. And if we do, we gotta get rid of him. And if we can't do it by election, I'm sorry. It's gonna have to be done by revolution. Otherwise, you know, you better learn to speak Chinese, because they're gonna take everything over. If Joe Biden cannot stand up to the Taliban, how's he ever going to stand up to the Chinese? How will he ever be able to do that? He won't. He'll appease them. But you never can appease a monster. Because once they eat one thing, they want to bite something else. And pretty soon they bite the hand that feeds them. And that's where we are today. Joe Biden is a traitor to America and sits in Donald Trump's chair in the Oval Office. Frankly, he cannot fight terror. And he cannot follow the law, because if he sought to fight terror and follow the law after what he's done in Afghanistan, he'd have to investigate himself. The man is a terrorist. He is the American face of the Taliban. Here at home, Biden gave Putin the pipeline and he gave us nothing. He has taken away everything that we have fought for. Now the Taliban has taken over the very country that was responsible for training Al-Qaeda terrorists to destroy the Twin Towers on September 11th. And now we're giving them as our friends. He even let them have control of our security when we were getting everybody out of Afghanistan. We did not get everybody out, and we still haven't, and they do not care. Can you name one single thing that Joe Biden, President Catastrophe, has done to improve the lives of everyday Americans? I didn't think so. I cannot. Can you name one thing that President Catastrophe has done to make our nation safer? I didn't think so. Has he done anything to improve our schools, to take away, to guarantee there'll be no critical race theory? No to growing wages and no to security. We have to uncover all of it here. And because of the policies of President Catastrophe Joe Biden, the Taliban is now in charge again. Evil terrorist attacks will spread throughout the world again. Everything that Donald Trump was able to stop and to make safer for our country, he has now destroyed. Not because he thinks it's bad, because he hates Donald Trump and because he's a fool. Biden, President Catastrophe, is a fool. The Taliban is in charge again. President Catastrophe's terror group, his own friends now. The Taliban simply walked right in and took Kabul without firing a shot. Not only did Biden, President Catastrophe, and the Catastrophe administration regime leave Afghanistan, before they left, we left them $85 billion of military and other hardware, military equipment for their taking. Now, I think there's a scandal here. We need to look at this. No nation is going to leave that much material behind. They're going to schedule everything so that they can pull it all out. Pull out all our troops, all our American citizens, all those who helped us. They're going to put that in there to have a timeline so that they can get everything done appropriately. That's what Donald Trump was going to do. But instead, all of a sudden, $85 billion worth of military hardware left behind for the Taliban. And on top of that, And it's not reported in the news. I've never heard much about it at all. Have you? That large sums of cash were also left behind for the Taliban. Naturally, the puppet Afghani president fled the country at the first sign of trouble, and he took a pallet full of cash with him. The money that was left behind was not for protecting and developing Afghanistan. This stash of cash on pallets was flown in to respond to the Taliban's bribery and to appease the Taliban to let us leave. Beg them, oh, please let us go. Here's a couple billion dollars for you. Think about that. How frightening to have a president that could appease a ragtag group like the Taliban when we could destroy them in 10 minutes. Unbelievable. Joe Biden, President Catastrophe, supplied the Taliban terrorist organization with several years' worth of U.S. armaments. The Biden administration left more than an arsenal of weapons for the Taliban. That they also left pallets of $100 bills, I'm sure more than $1 billion for them. And the Taliban has been gloating and showing videos of pallets of weapons and stacks of $100 bills that they walked right in and simply scooped up along with them with power, with newfound power across the country because of us. The pallet of $100 bills was no doubt part of the deal that Joe Biden negotiated with the terrorist group, the Taliban. He absolutely has to be. Who would leave that much cash just sitting around, knowing that you're leaving anyway? It's not like we didn't have to run away. We could have stayed there and got out civilly and smartly. But I mean, we're working with an imbecile, a fool who calls himself president, President Catastrophe. That was no doubt part of a deal that Joe Biden negotiated with the terrorist group. Biden was trying to bribe the Taliban to let our people out. All we had to do is say, if you touch us, we kill you. Just like Trump did. No, he can't do that. He wouldn't do that because he doesn't even know what he's doing. He's just repeating words that they tell him to say. In fact, also doubtlessly, Obama is one of the people whispering in Biden's ear. There's no doubt about it. This is, you know, a de facto third term for President Obama. That's what it is. He's running the show along with a bunch of other hoodlums who hate America with a passion, just like Obama does, and just like Joe Biden does, President Catastrophe himself. It's exactly what Obama did with Iran. What Joe Biden has done with this money is exactly what President Obama did with Iran. Barack Obama made the same kind of bribe with the Iranians as President Catastrophe made with the Taliban. It included giving them a pallet of cash that were specially flown in. The Obama administration even revealed how it flew plane loads of $1.7 billion in cash. Even a pallet full of $100 bills from President Catastrophe will not satisfy the Taliban, and they will still be taking American hostages, European hostages, anything they can to gather the funds they think they need to carry out their terrorist hopes. That's what we have created. We have solved nothing but only created more disaster, more catastrophes from President Catastrophe. That's what rogue nations do when they are dealing with weaklings like Jimmy Carter, Barack Obama, and like President Catastrophe Joe Biden. A recent released video was sent to the Becker News organization showing stacks of $100 bills being unwrapped by Taliban soldiers. Former acting director of National Intelligence, Rick Grenell, independently showed the video in a clip posted on Twitter, along with piles of U.S. military weaponry. In addition to the huge cash piles are documented to be left behind for Afghanistan and for the Taliban, there are tens of billions of dollars of U.S. weaponry and equipment that were left in the country after President Catastrophe's rushed exit from Afghanistan. I don't think it was left by accident or even by ineptitude. I think it was left because it was a plan. It was a negotiated deal with the Taliban. Why did they show up just when we got there? Because they knew what was going on. And I'm sure that he negotiated with them before we even arrived to leave Afghanistan. They knew what was going on. That money would have been taken. Those arms could have been taken. We could have flown in pilots and fly all those planes home. Each one cost over $1 billion. He doesn't care. It's not his money. And now he wants to raise our taxes So we're going to pay 38%. It's the lowest pay bracket for taxing because he hates you. He doesn't care about you. He hates you. He wants to force you to get a vaccine, but he won't force the illegal immigrants at the southern border because he hates you. He doesn't want anything to do with you. So that's where we are today. Of the military equipment that they left behind, they left $85 billion worth and left all the biometric data of the Afghanis who had assisted U.S. soldiers over the past 20 years to the point that many are being found decapitated today. So Joe Biden is not only a thief through stealing our money, and he's also a murderer. He's murdered our allies in Afghanistan, and they murdered 7 children in a bombing that they very well knew would not be the people they were aiming at. This is an evil administration and evil people, and they have to be put out of office. One Republican congressman has warned that the vast amount of hardware left behind includes 75,000 vehicles. I'm talking about Humvees, man. The best stuff that you see now when you see news clips of Afghanistan, all those vehicles they're riding, those were ours. Those were ours left behind for this terrorist group by the number one terrorist in America, Joe Biden, President Catastrophe. They left behind 200 warplanes and helicopters. And because of that, now the Taliban has more American helicopters than 85% of all countries in the world. And we gave it to them. We just handed it over. How evil is that? The Taliban now has Black Hawk helicopters. They have some of our best guns. They have all the ammunition they'll need for any war they want to fight. And yet they'll never be satisfied. They'll want more and more and more. Meanwhile, the U.S. has held secret meetings with the Taliban since we pulled our people out and left our people behind in an effort to guarantee stranded Americans free passage to get out of the country. It was revealed by CIA Director William J. Burns, who held a meeting, a secret meeting, last Monday in Kabul with the Taliban's de facto leader, Abdul Ghani Bahadur, in other words, their main terrorist. It was the highest level face-to-face encounter between Taliban and the Biden Catastrophe Administration since the militants seized Afghanistan capital less than 3 weeks ago. The Biden Catastrophe White House has surpassed even the evil and the stupidity and the immorality of his predecessor, Barack Obama. In terms of capitulation, he is the number one person who knows how to capitulate to his enemies, even though he has everything he needs to wipe them off the face of the earth. He is a fool. And all those who voted for him are fools too. You voted for suicide, and you voted to end the nation that not just you hate, but many of us, millions of us, millions of, majority of us love. The Catastrophe Administration also unbelievably turned over lists of Americans and Afghani allies' names to the Taliban, even as ISIS-K terrorists were carrying out a suicide bomb attack that killed 13 of our beautiful soldiers. He turned over the names. So now all they have to do is go out there and find them based on their names. It's so easy. Of course, Joe Biden's, oh, they've changed. They haven't changed. The only thing that changed is America. We went from freedom to bondage, from love of America to hatred of America. The Democrat Socialist Party has seen fit to do that and has done it very well. President Catastrophe Joe Biden is obviously willing to negotiate with terrorists. Always does, because he's a coward. He's nothing but fear. He doesn't realize the power that he's got. But when he comes after the American people, rather to force us to get a vaccine, to pay higher taxes, he doesn't fear us. You know why? We haven't made him fear us. And until we do, Joe Biden will never fear us. He never will. We have to make him afraid of us. You know, it's a good thing when the government is afraid of its people. And this government is not, because we haven't done our job to make them afraid. We need to make them pay a price for all the evil they are doing against our nation and against other nations in our name. We haven't done anything to make him afraid. This old crud thinks that he can just sit there and tell us, you will take a vaccine if I tell you to, and I say, kiss my American butt. I will not. I will not. Put me in jail. I don't care. That's something well worth dying for. I will not stand up and allow him to force me to do something that I know is wrong for me to do. This is called individual freedom, independent freedom. And he's trying to end it in America, and he's been very effective at that. Are we going to let him continue that? It sure looks like it. When Obama and Joe Biden had piles of cash in the amount of $1.7 billion stacked on wooden pallets that were sent and flown over to the airport in Tehran, he was negotiating with terrorists. And now Joe Biden is doing the same thing with the Taliban, negotiating with terrorists. At the conclusion of the nuclear deal that was struck between Iran and the U.S., secretly, and in the dead of night, they flew these pallets of cash over to Iran. It's the same thing that Joe Biden had done. I've often thought, Joe Biden, though I never really approved of him, I did have a certain amount of respect when he was senator. He stood against abortion. He was tough on stuff. He was strong. And now, after 8 years as vice president with Barack Obama, look what he's become. I guess he hung out with the devil too long, didn't he? He became the devil himself. So sad. They stuffed together piles of Swiss francs, euros, British pounds, and other currencies, stacked some 6 feet high in an airplane, being unloaded into Iranian hands in the dead of night. It's exactly what Biden has done in Afghanistan. No different. It's called appeasement, and it's called stupidity and cowardice. That's what we have today. It is clear that large sums of money have been dispatched to the Taliban leaders for their cooperation. It's called bribery. Joe Biden should be in prison today. He is a thief. He gives away our money without our permission. He is a liar. He's lied about everything he ever said since the day he took office. And he is a murderer. He has killed innocent people and virtually has nothing to say about it. Joe Biden hasn't said one word about the 7 children that we killed since it was announced on Friday. He's a coward and he's a devil. And he needs to be out of office one way or the other. He's got to go. America, I want to plead with you here, because all these things that I'm pointing out, unless we get ourselves back together with God, unless we repent of the evil we've done, you say, we're not doing evil. Yes, we are. 75 million babies just in America have been aborted and murdered and butchered. That's evil. Cursed is anyone who calls good evil and evil good. Unless we repent of these things. And the word repentance means to turn around and to walk in a different direction. Unless we turn around and walk in God's direction, there'll be no future for America. And there'll be no freedom for Americans, for our children. That's where we are today. But if we turn our lives back to God, if we refuse to follow the decrees of the evil culture of death, like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and so many others who are seeking to pull us away from God's principles and from a land that was blessed from God, if we do this, if we will do this and turn back to God and reject all the evil words that are being thrust against us, and God will bless our economy. God will give overflowing blessings of economic success. God says in his word that if we walk with him and if we turn back to him, he will make us to dwell in our land in safety. He also says that God also said in his word that he will grant us peace in the land, and we can lie down in peace without being afraid. He also said that if we would remove all the evil from our land, and that we would no longer have to face the sword and defend ourselves against the enemies like the Taliban and like the Democrat Socialist Party. He said that in Leviticus, in the Bible. Those are promises of God. He promised to do so. The only thing stopping it isn't God changing his mind. We, the people who have allowed the world to pull us away from doing what we know is right. And we need to turn back. We need to repent. We need to say, I'm sorry, God. Forgive me, God. And we need to do it as a nation. It starts one person at a time, and then it affects the whole nation. God has promised that if we will turn back to him, he will pursue our enemies, and 100 of them will fall down before 5 of us. That's what it says in the Bible. And I believe it. Do you? I hope you do. He wants to lift us up. He wants to bless our work. He wants us to dwell in peace and to dwell in a safe place. And he will destroy our enemies before our face. God promises if we stand up and if we walk in his grace and if we seek his mercy, America will be blessed of God again. If we do what God says is right and reject what God says is wrong, he will bless our nation and he will make America great again. And ask him to make you the person he wants you to be. That's what I do every day. I've failed in so many parts of my life. Someone asked me once, Stephen, what do you think about your life? How would you measure yourself up? And I told him, I said, I consider myself a successful failure. Not because I succeeded, because I gave my life to Jesus Christ and he turned my life around. What if we did that as a nation? How fast he would turn it around. So my prayer is that Donald Trump will run again, that he will win again, that he will actually get to take his seat in the Oval Office this time, and that we will turn back to God as a country cannot accomplish the goal without the other. So thank you again for joining us. Let us stand together to take our nation back, to restore the Constitution, and to restore our faith in the living God who established us as a nation in the first place. Thanks again for being with us. Pray for your country. Pray that God will take out these evil ogres who are seeking to defile our Constitution, and that he will reestablish us and bless us and bring us great blessings financially, socially, in every way throughout America. It's so possible. It's just, he's just waiting to do it, but he's waiting on us. This can be a new beginning for America. This can be such a great time if we turn back to God. Just remember this, my friends. A light always shines the brightest in the darkest place. America's become a dark place. Let us take our light and let us take our truth and let us take our power and let us take our authority and stand up for freedom again, because freedom only comes through knowing the living God. God bless you, America. I hope you'll take these words to heart, and I hope you'll practice them and you'll consider them, and that you'll take that step and give your life back to God and reestablish the nation. Unless we do that, there'll be no need for podcasts like this anymore, because the nation will be gone. Stand up, America, or you'll be cast down, America. This is not a rebuke. This is the truth from God and his word. Thank you very much. I hope you join me next week as we consider what's going wrong in America and what's going right and what we must do to fix our failing nation. I pray that God will do miracles and make us what he wants us to be, and preserve this great nation, this last best hope for humankind, for our children after we are gone. So thank you very much. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, your host, and I thank you for joining the Above Ground Underground podcast. God bless you. God bless America.